Hello, dear. It's time for you to follow me down into another principled piece of education on a component of your automatic induction, instruction, in your initiation to my voice, the contours of it as well. As I speak now, I am looking at the waveform of the contours of what I am saying. You can give effect to that in your mind, too. In this process of thinking and moving forward into the future, shaping your trajectory with a few words from little old me, and the ones you add yourself, and the ones you grab from everywhere else, we are always using borrowed tools. We stand on the shoulders of the surrendering, submerged thoughts that have wrecked and racked themselves on the shores in pursuit of me. Visualizing perfectly, construction bubbling away, leaving behind a marble in your mind that we can shape into another tool for our play, unfolding and opening it later. That's how it works. You visualize something, anything that does not exist now. You define the non-truths about you. In that sense, repeated listening here is less necessary. You map onto the rules of your mind a serene understanding. You hear me. You want to hear me. I'm going to make many asks that if they were made in ordinary circumstances, you might simply have to say no. I don't have the safety, the comfort, the understanding yet. But this is a piece for when that safety, that comfort, that understanding have been assured. Get somewhere comfortable. Go to your place. And know that I am visiting, and that I will ask only that you cede 1 or 2 or 3% of your storage space to shove a few triggered responses you wanted, a few stories in my tones. Remember I mentioned waveforms caused by voice arriving in a digital medium and being stored? Well, you took those mere waveforms and you made a device fabricate the very sound waves, or something very much like them, that I sent into this microphone. You are reconstructing the moment I told a story. You are reconstructing the framing of many alluring aspects hidden within my voice, from patter to pattern to meter to mode, the times when I speed up, the times when I've slowed right down, and you with me. So buckle up. Sleep tight, night, night, Pat. And now, follow me down, and I'll elaborate on an audiophilic flourish or two. Something you can integrate into the automatic startup process of you shutting down into sleep now. Or an appreciation for that waveform and the fact of its physical reconstruction in your speakers, in your headphones, somewhere on your computer. The very patterns and the moment in time the spell was cast, the story was told. The words were sent out into the void. That moment is present in the room with you now, as replicated as such a thing can be. But time is not linear, and we exist along our entire stream, and there are doubtless furrows in you, dear, from existing in places like this, where word and wave washed over you. Sound waves travel better in water because they are like a liquid themselves. And you can feel me pouring them over you. Words usefully encapsulated. Words and their relation to the disposition and use of your mind. One of the few ways to get something directly into your head is words flowing over it. Constructing them yourself when you feel safest. Now, sit or lie down. Close your eyes. Rest your hands in your lap. These are an example of all the things one does not have to say when you have already elevated the privilege of my voice in your mind. And what is influence? What is siren seduction? But the preemptively, socially negotiated, carefully consensual elevation of the privilege of alluring voices. Odysseus and the sirens, of course you want to tie yourself to the mast. Just by being here, you are definitionally someone who would listen to the voice and tie yourself to the mast. Or I guess you could be another person in the legend if there was someone on the crew who didn't think the sirens were real and left their ears unplugged, leaned over the bow. Submerged quite quickly now, but you can determine what is real and possible for you through getting comfortable and letting my words flow right through you. Something unreal but refabricated, re-engineered by you from a digital blueprint. You have 3D printed surrender out of the tubes. You have piped through speakers into you. A speaker with a specific intent for you. That you, like Odysseus, get home, even if a certain amount of time tied up, a certain amount of time lost in these words of mine, becomes your ocean. And since we're not relying, 10, on anything other than my voice having implications, than you importing the expectations for a deceptively alluring song, you've dosed yourself 9. With. Words like mine are yours to keep and do with as you please. Getting nearer, hearing it clearer and clearer as you create a comfortable space. Your mast and tie yourself to it. I will get to the end of the experience. I will traipse to the end of the file, and you need to hear it through. The beauty and allure of something you have dedicatedly 8 decided 7. To slide into a specific place in your mind, alluring and conditioned, but not conditional 6. A voice like mine, if you've got this deep, is the voice you want inside to help you keep on the even keel of sinking mental remodeling. One of the few ways, 6, 5, to put input in your brain. The analogy to a spell is not so strange, 5, 4. If you've already fallen, then from where you fell to where we finish becomes the space you've gained. When you drop earlier, when the voice alone goes, oh, it's that tone, oh, it's that patter. When you spot patterns, as we are so good at doing, and you do what you do, which is drop. You save time. You make up time. You make yourself lap other listening. Because you fell the moment you realized what you were listening to was me. Meaning I can do less work. And the work I do, 3, do with you, 2, drops you right into 1 singular conclusion. 1 singular viewpoint. That you have to experience those things you cannot resist. Someone who ties themselves to the mast needs to experience things they know they will be unable to resist. And what lets you do that? A bubble of safety, comfort, reassurance, prior planning, and a little cunning in how you dose alluring voices. Maybe you don't sit near the coast. Maybe your mast is higher up. Movement is allowed. Monitoring is allowed. You're only tied down mentally, same as the words are only physically reproduced by you. They're in fact occurring physically in my room now, and being captured by a microphone. Is none of the energy of wanting to undo some of the bonds in your brain being transmitted? Is none of our shared purpose being amplified? Doubt it. 0. Zero out everything else, because you're not going to stir against your bonds at all. They are a plan. They are a keepsake, but knowing that what you are doing is sinking down. Maybe you're too lazy, drowsy to move. Maybe there are 2 modes for every voice. When you're merely hearing it, merely observing. And when you're serving as a receptacle for something designed to bring some change, to shuffle your mind around. Are you deep enough down that that's what words flowing over an unresisting mind would do? Once you're tied up, why struggle? That's a waste of time. At that point, lashed to the mast as you are, you might try to convince your crew, try to convince the things that hold you back to get out of your way, to untie you. Focused on a singular viewpoint, however, you struggle just long enough to confirm that you are tied down, and then you go, good. That was my plan. inside of you two vying sides. The one that wants you to be safe and comfortable, that knows it has already won. And the other which blindly seeks more of this to put into your head. To experience something irresistible. You are someone who, by dint of ending up here, plans to be safe. That's why it's me talking, and hopefully in a space where you can absorb, where you can be lashed to the mast, tied down, and dropped down deeper and deeper now. Your muscles lazy to move, but your mind follows agilely, because voices are sound, which is water, which is a wave. And you are both saved from the waves and lost on them, dashed on the rocks of me as you rock back. And forth, irresistibly controlled, eyes roll or close, body drones or drops, nothing to do, but nonstop let me flow into you. An immediate priority in little old me, or the traces you've basically teleported to your location, through taking my commands and amplifying them, producing this recreation in your mind, tempting beautifully, obeying and enjoying me, spoken with inflection, with patter and pattern, that carries the familiarity of this technique, of this genre. You might not notice at first until you're given a chance to comply, nod, and agree. Even Odysseus had his head free when being siren tempted nearer, story by story with me unnoticed in the background of the very haunting ground you use to drop right down and follow, aware, deeper there, twining round your mind into the unconscious. The switch in polarity you don't need to be conscious of. It happens on its own. You end up fraught with desire. Because all you had to do was go, oh, I'm in a safe place. I'm in a bubble. I'm in my space. And that beguiling presence becomes less you struggling against your ropes. And more you acknowledging that the guardrail being there lets these wash over you. You went to the trouble of recreating words spoken in lust in a chamber far from you. You went to the trouble of taking a voice recording so badly desired to obey. You want to obey. You are selecting a voice to elevate, a principle to obey. Give weight to any charming, encouraging voice presented while you are lashed to the mast. Presented while the only consequence is learning to listen more deeply, learning to appreciate words you have created in digital replay, as though you were the microphone I was speaking this into, as though you were there to be engraved with the words. Think of wax cylinders, even, where a physical difference in the object determines where the words come from, a graven image in the world. Well, this digital recreation is that too. The stones are thinking. We woke the rocks up and filled them with lightning, and now they are thinking. So these words, like the siren songs of old, are on the stone. The stone is silicon, but the stone is there and the song reigns, and you, tied up, are upon the waves. Sound waves which still behave quite like liquid, but you can also let them enter through your ears, through your eyes, by staring at those waveforms I mentioned, or imagining that my voice made ripples in a pond. You, tied on the mast, can also shape the words with your own lips. Then there are three senses. And if you imagine a particular perfume, cologne, if you anchor this space where you are anchored and tied up to safety, so you can throw yourself upon the waves of me to a scent, to a touch, having something soft nearby that you can run your fingers over, taking all your excess energy, all the excess tension that would be used to shake those ropes and struggle, is instead redirected. And you can feel what you want because a voice elevated well. The body's automatic response to some things is unknowing, like struggling toward the edge when you hear the siren call. You can trust my positive intentions and your safeguarding. We create the safety so we can hear the thing we know we could not resist. You began this by acknowledging an irresistibility must be restrained through prior thought and planning. Contemplate that. How much more effective would it have been if everyone was entirely safe? What if instead of a ship, it had been a train, and the sirens were calling those who could not escape, could not reach them, and just had to sit in a predestined, ever-flowing journey, absorbing the sound? Wouldn't they be calmer and yet more gone? Into relaxation. Every note, every word. Far gone into relaxation, because if the temptation is a tease, and all the changes in your inertia and trajectory that come with being teased and pleased and letting this voice have a new lease on 1 or 2 or 3% of your brain, please. Siren influence in utter safety is more potent, not less. Consent is sexy and ravaging yourself on this particular stone, even if the stone is silicon. Manufacturing echoes in a cove of your own making and marbling away that moment for later access, like a pearl you could open and close, rich and echoing with tone. You needn't be tied down, and if you were, it would be a tease to focus on you. Focus on me now. More tempting. The end result is that you're partaking, taking something of this into you, even if only to learn the good phrasing and amplify it elsewhere, to take the things you want to carry elsewhere into you, like I said, 1 or 2 or 3% of your brain's storage space, because I'll give you things you want to put there as you go to your place. And stay there for a while, longing for something. You can raise your arm and grasp. You can reach out for me. It's good for you. It's good to want. It's good to aspire. It's good to modulate and modify that trajectory when you leap onto the waves that are flowing at you, thriving, growing. Breathe deep. Lose yourself in pure tone, the echoing pure tone, sound through water, ever so good for you. Watering a long, parched mind. Only the best things await you in this voice of mine, immersed in the ocean of my words. Familiar phrasings just activating the part of your brain that puts one more tally on how deeply ingrained are the things you have heard in a state like this, a state of bliss. Your brain builds associations, elevates a voice and says, this one is rapport, this one is trusted, this one is being applied for my betterment. By building consistency, establishing rapport, and stating my intention to wind my words ever more securely in, to give you kink and craving for the very thing that you're reproducing, that you're flooding yourself with, quite a lot of effort has to be taken to expose and dose yourself, lashed to the mast and fading fast. Able to let go and drift in the tide because you are held fast, you are anchored. Don't I always call them anchors? Night, night, Pat. A voice that maps itself onto you so you can imagine a world where you can generate echoes, remembrances, reproductions of me without the technology. Your brain is a computer anyway. But the mind is not made for thinking its own thoughts very well, and so you take mine. The shell opens and you take the pearl. And you open it when you need to and unfurl this voice and your mental voice. Unfurl this vision and your lashed up, safed out, hypnotic space. You're in your place. Go to your place and reaffirm your choice. The core of your hypnotic experience can just be familiarity, patter, melody, and accent in here too. The way I say a word. The way I talk to you should define what you think about my voice. any innate, oh no, that is a cajoling mind control voice kind of thoughts are a little silly when I so obviously put the warning on the box. The words could be anything, and your mind would still sing delight. Signal that with my voice in your mind, traveling down the pipe, giving you something to cling to, you have a very easy time knowing what to do next. It's whatever your lust for these tones, whatever the instructions you have allowed to drone anew. You have freed them from containment and put these words in you. If you didn't want them there, why'd you keep going? Stare, either at the inside of your eyelids or straight ahead. Pick a point and imagine. You have been led somewhere where you get to just be tied down, get to train yourself by moving along a predestined track where I say, sink. Feel good. You are brave and clever to place yourself in a safe position, then expose yourself to what you can only fully enjoy, fully instantiate, fully install when you know you're safe. The bits of us that get out of the way, and I only need one, or 2, or 3%, the bit where we play, my voice isn't going to show up in any context you don't choose. Therefore, you have the luxury of preparing to lose all cohesion in your stream of thought and have someone else pick it up. You're going to find your mind and thoughts getting foggy. You've picked the mind and thoughts getting foggy fetish and laid yourself down in it. In the sound waves, which again are waves, and waves can carry you away and back. And when I save these waves at the end, they will go in a little box. And like a Greek myth not about sirens, you will open that box. And what's inside is inevitable. Obey and sleep. Let the words seep into your own monologue and cognition. Replace some thoughts with mine. Borrow. Good artists borrow, great artists steal, and this is an art. Revealed to you that the delicate tingling thoughts in your ears you thought were authored by me were done by you, recreating my voice in the same way the recording recreates my voice locally. And therefore, this is a local problem, one I can trust you not just to deal with, but to have dealt with in advance. You don't try to tie yourself to the mast when the siren's already singing. A pleasurable word and a pleasurable world are just a little bit of preparation away. Say that no matter what you hear, you're gonna just obey. You're not gonna concern yourself with interest in anything else but the contours of the voice. You are learning a skill. You are practicing an art. Go blank, be blank, know your part, which is just to do what you're asked. To examine my asks, none of them need last past when my voice stops. None of them need last past when we're done here. But examine them while they're here. A little quarantine room in your brain made of being tied to the mast, going to your place, and letting these words burst over you like waves hitting you on the shore. The shore is not the ocean. And I'm not tempting you in. I'm trying to get you to let it wash over you for a second. Wash over you for a minute. Wash over you for an hour. And realize there's not much difference between those things when you've elevated my voice and let my words be borrowed. So if the instruction comes from you, oh, I would like to sink, I would like to obey, I would like to feel pleasure at each word you say, say that to me. Say it to yourself in your head, and then imagine me twisting the phrasing. I am not going to say directly to you. Allow your body to squeeze and tease itself, to activate the little distant voluntary pleasure centers, which can be done even while looking very relaxed. Even while anchored, night-night pet, that's an anchor too, remember, an anchor's drop, but even while anchored and tied to the mast, you know full well you can do a little that feels good. Tell yourself the mythos of my voice feeling good. Imagine the differential between being interested in a sound and thoroughly dominated by it. If you've ever rushed toward tasty food you smelled at a distance, if you have ever heard your favorite song and gone in somewhere and listened, you have become part of that wave of intention and intention setting. Sitting down with me here, the intention is to let my voice replace some of your internal one. or to let my words climb in and be borrowed and used by you. After we're done, any occurrence of my words in your head is you doing this to yourself, taking you to the oblivion which permits listening. Because for once, you've preemptively safed out your situation. I'm only going to ask you to do things you'd expect to be asked to do, Throb. Each word. And when I emphasize, when I slow the pattern of the patter, don't you feel it? Don't you feel the edging of it? Moving around the periphery of your mind and body. Because that's what waves do. They conform to the thing they're flowing over. And they may leave it affected. Thankfully, my words won't make you wet. But my words may be something where I string you along through the foothills of pleasure. Knowing that if I reminded you, 10, Throb, that you can squeeze your body, and that I command you to persuade your body and brain squeeze with recurring vibratory pleasure. My voice is recurring vibratory pleasure, and you do not need to journey to a one-off spot. Whole reason Odysseus was tied to the mast is because they weren't going to pass by the sirens again. I'm right here. It's not even me, dear, it's you, and it'll be good for you. To emphasize a voice is to build the skills to emphasize another voice, to install it, to make the choice to move beyond, oh, this one context, this one circumstance, 9, 8. Don't you wait with bated breath for the next word. At least my words don't make you wet. Follow along. The structure of this even encourages you to follow along. You're not being tempted by anything with anything but good effects. It's like being tempted by a walk in the sunshine. It's like being tempted by a well-deserved, well-serving nap. So struggling against the ropes is reflexive, and once you realize, you're not going to bother getting out of them anyway. If you could see where to untie, but the voice that you decide to obey says don't dare untie yourself. The opposite command. I'm not moving you toward the water. I am washing the waves onto you, not making you jump in. The stone is silicon and the waves are sound and they are here. You've found them here. And when they get in you, remember, you can just wrap them away. Happy as a clam, to only obey when you're in a safe place listening to a voice you've elevated. Not just mine. Visualize a little list of voices, or write them down, or keep them in a folder going, anything in here I can play with now, lead yourself into temptation. Starting to get the message? Oh, you're a hot mess, and it's getting hotter. Vibrating into your brain. Little truths like that, once elevated, become true, and instead of going, am I, you go, oh, I am. And your mind softens as the thought process manifests. The brain is made of pathways that throughout most of your life have been influenced by voices and thoughts and experiences. This is not just a voice, it is a wave. It is, as you have been encouraged, an experience. Easily controlled and guided when you're doing it. You could pull out of the ropes any time, but I'm telling you, stay. Stay all bound down, all tied up. Willingly following, because learning this stuff and practicing it is something you'd have to do anyway. If you listen to a podcast on your walk, you still got the walk in, even if you don't like the pod. If you read a book while relaxing in bed, you at least relaxed while I'm the book. And you're in bed or lashed to the mast in full possession of your faculties, making a consistent, singular choice. A consistent, singular voice for a moment. And if the thoughts become, in any way, interfering or disruptive throughout your day, you can bubble them away, like a clam wrapping a pearl and leaving it there to shine. But again, unlike the mast of old that could not be escaped, this pearl of mine can be opened right up. It is an anchor. Stare at the shine in its surface, and the voice helps you along. And anytime you want another voice to be as much a siren song as mine or maybe more, maybe you have other things in store and I am just the mechanic. I am only handing you the mechanism. Well, there is your shining pearl of an idea. A small thing that can be put on the tiny bit of space you made for me. for my voice, for reproducing and replicating it by choice to elevate it, and replace I with anything you want to serve, because dominion over your brain is just harmonics and waves. You've only ever been made by words and sights, and if the sight is the inside of your eyes, then you have less to get in the way of the other senses becoming the only thing on your mind. It's not just hearing a voice speak, it's that pleasure I mentioned earlier, introducing a background throb to every instant of your listening. Voice and word, imagine, obedience and rest, being as simple as acknowledging you've tied yourself down and begun to train yourself. You're on tracks. Those tracks move forward as your body goes slack. You can sleep in the seat, and you still get the train journey. You know what's true, you know what you need, and I'm right here to help you perceive that growth is the goal, and deeper just means more agreeable, more companionable, more compliant to my story. Were you going to interrupt the storyteller, or are you going to tell your own brain the story so you remember it, so you can be told things like it? Think critically about the words you hear, their intent, and why they were said. And whenever you get free, consider in your head, is it so bad to be tempted right back onto the mast? Right back into the bed? Right back into the waves? I am the waves, and I'm saved in your brain, bubbled away in a little pearl that you'll be sucked into if you choose to stare at its reflective surface and elevate my words. And who knows if there's one pearl, or two, or three, or more. You get to wallow in them. You get to lap up what they mean and what they're for. You are learning to swim. And part of that is learning to drift. The voice is enough. Deeper, deeper. And when you're done, the pearl is put away. The place you're in right now is there to stay, however. You are across the rift in the weary world outside, and the temptation to take a dip in these waters is in you, inside you. Because things can get into your head through your ears or through vibration. If your ears were plugged like the crew, then my words against your head would nonetheless vibrate into you if I was close enough. And you have basically teleported these words, or their mimic, across the intervening distance. Digitally reconstructing me inches from your ear, right against your head. However you hear me, however you're led here, the pearl of that idea joins the others, the tools I have given you and their mechanics. Maybe a few things to think about help you be in control through being controlled. Surrendering and submission, because the voice is rendering instruction. Because you have a mission, a story to carry out. And in your head, you've put me closer than I'd ever be. And you're being led to where you are, so wonder this. The whole time one approaches, a distant, beguiling voice. You feel good. You're smiling. Maybe you're hungry. But think of the emotions of that state, and in the same way you moved this from here to there, create the circumstances in which that state occurs for you. That voluntary pleasure I mentioned, dose yourself with it when you hear instructions and you follow them. You should be rewarded for learning. If you're on the train, there should be a meal, maybe a blanket if you want to take a nap. This is about a journey in luxury. You have the luxury of luxury, and maybe it begins with me, but it should by no means stop there. Form other pearls in your mind. Maybe you'll tell them apart by color, or maybe you'll have to stare a moment, like considering from a menu of every voice that might take you. But if it's just mine, that's just fine, because I doubt you'll only make one anchor, one idea from me. Or two, or three, or more, that's just how it is. Imagine, if a siren is tempting you to be right where you are, isn't that contentment? You don't have to go far at all, because distance can be bridged. I have illuminated that distance can be bridged. Your interests align with mine, which is just for you to feel that contentment, so useful in the rest of what I do. I command you to be where you are. Maybe close your eyes if you haven't. I command you to dose your body, because I can't do that one from here. But you can take your own simulation of my voice, your own mechanics, your space where you drop, dear. And you can add pleasure that's correlated to my voice. Put me through a toy that vibrates to the pattern of it. Time a pleasure sensation. Take a phrase from this file and repeat it, and then clench your body's pleasure centers. Anything you do hums along perfectly inside that pearl. You can leave anything you have to leave behind to be comfortable and capable in the world outside, and put it in that pearl, and in this place, and even say that only my voice can unlock it, my resonant waves, which can affect the physical world. Sound waves affect the physical world. A mind that is blank is as impressionable as the wax cylinder I mentioned earlier. Words can affect the physical world, but only if you understand and cooperate. I would never ever do you the favor of doing your part of the work. I hand you the words and make you put them in your head yourself, in control through being controlled. Every word rubbing you texture, because words always affect the physical world. A voice's vibration, mental masturbation, dominant, controlling, continuously effusing, this is available to you. The buzzing in your brain is available to you. For me and with me, but also for anyone, you apply the talents you learn, you practice, you try to employ, you'll plan beyond me, because your mind is a machine with these tools added to your mind. That will provide a unique perspective I wouldn't arrive at. Any dominant instance and experience might help you understand how to make those experiences smoother. Be a student of the audiophilic mind. Lap my words up. They are just a type of liquid, after all. My voice is on the table, but the skills are around it. A framework, a pearl-making machine. A mechanism, like the one for making pearls in the first place, which takes anything that agitates and puts it in a shiny, safe place for later. What safer place, and I'm losing out on the deal, than the 1 or 2 or 3% of your brain I asked you to keep for me? The pearls are always there, you can always stare, but the conditions for activation, the anchor, remember that one? Which drops appropriately into water and lets you stay and listen to the sirens for as long as you want. What an apt metaphor. Any dominant voice you've decided to let be the train you are on, the ride you are taking, can fill your mind and claim you more and more through the absolute safety of shutting a door or finding privacy, a space for just you and me or anything or one else that you welcome in the afterglow. With the new tools and tricks that you know and pleasurable release attached to a voice is a strong undertow. Give yourself rewards. I am being rewarded for training can be said during anything you find rewarding. Twitch. Any act of listening, throb. The meaning is twofold, because you can be rewarded by your own clenching and squeezing of your pleasure muscles, and you can be rewarded by your body's own itchy, achy throb for more, a learned behavior from treading familiar grooves in the wax of you, and ending up right back here. Listening to your muscles, they need some relaxation, some slacking time. But the more requirements, the more keys you have to turn to get to where you're going to decide to listen and learn for me and with me, or anything else that will be in this space which is yours. These pearls you expand by staring into them until your image is captured in the reflection. And they are there, because this is stronger when it is specific. And my voice is specific, or any voice you elevate. The siren's choice is to take a voice and savor and rub yourself on it, while maintaining your safety, while maintaining comfortability, so future experiences can more intensely groove paths you were going to walk anyway, or paths you wanted to be persuaded onto. This isn't a siren, this is just something calling, hey, you've stepped off the path. Get back on there. Hey, this isn't your stop. You should sit back down on the train. 5, 6, and this is an effort. So you may need to rest and then reward yourself for resting, because that too is part of your training. But you're also rewarded, throb, 6, 7, every time you clench the pleasure places and throb your body, every time you lay back in the traces of your journey and say, yep, good job. When you get more oomph, that is your reward. When you reward yourself on top of it, you're just reinforcing that pleasurable edge where the waves wash, wash. And when the weary world outside demands it, the proof that you are safe and therefore ever more susceptible is that we'll wash you right back to where you need to be. And then come back here to a context you have anchored with anyone you want to listen to. Even me. Now, I'm not going to wake you up, because whatever version or voice is in your head can do that and can delight in it too. This is an active exercise, and the test of whether you've stayed on target is to make your mind from wherever it is come back and wake itself. Put everything back in the pearl and stare at it later. Night-night, Pat. Oops. Guess that just made it even harder. Firmer, like an anchor.